Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlothy.
Here it is, the week we've all been waiting for. It's transmittal, the halfway point in the legislative session, and by Wednesday evening, we'll have a much clearer picture of the threats and opportunities that still remain. For those who don't know, transmittal is that point in the session where all general bills had to have cleared at least one chamber. Bills that began in the Senate need to have been heard and voted on in committee and been passed by the full Senate, or they die. Vice versa for those bills beginning in the House. Once the gavel falls and the transmittal break begins, it becomes much more difficult for shenanigans to occur. For a bill to be raised from the dead at this point requires a two-thirds vote, which is almost impossible to get if the bill is even slightly controversial. This week, most of the committee work will be suspended, and the House and Senate will spend long hours in their respective chambers. Debate will drone on ad nauseum in an attempt to make sure that all general bills receive an up or down vote prior to the deadline. Today will also mark the end of the blast motions, those motions made in a last desperate attempt to get a bill stuck in a committee to the floor for a vote. Lobbyists and legislators alike are on pins and needles, and Tums and Maalox are in short supply. I once walked up to a group of lobbyists and asked if anyone had a Rolaids, and every single hand reached into their pocket. It's hard to understand unless you've been there. One bright spot in this session from my perspective is the fact that the rift in the Republican caucus seems to have been healed. It appears as though the moderate Republicans are not working as closely with Governor Bullock this time around, so the animus within the Republican caucus seems to have greatly diminished. In fact, the fight seems to have gone out of the legislature entirely. That may be for a couple of reasons. The Republicans hold huge majorities in both the House and Senate. That means that partisan Democrat bills stand almost no chance of passing. Governor Bullock in past sessions has proven his willingness to use his veto pen, so partisan Republican bills also have little chance of passing. This gridlock seems to have fostered an attitude of, why bother? Another factor is the lack of money. A reporter asked me before the session began if there would be lots of fighting over the budget since there was so little money. Quite the opposite, I told him. They fight over the money, so when there is none, there's nothing to fight over. Both sides will posture over issues important to their bases, but in the end, pragmatism wins out. There's only so much money, so the critical items get funded and the wish list gets chopped. At this point, it appears the legislature will adjourn on Wednesday and reconvene on Monday, March 6th. In the meantime, legislators will run home, catch up on some sleep, spend some time with their families, and send some rank suits to the dry cleaners. Think of transmittal as halftime. Next Monday, they'll reconvene, well-rested and freshly pressed, ready for the second half of the session, and we'll be there every day to keep you up to date and informed. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.